I am Mary Catherine Baxter, chosen of God to share with you the mysteries and hidden treasures that God has revealed unto me. As I continue my testimony, I yield unto the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me as I share with you the mysteries of Christ for the end times. We must recognize that we're serving a God of love, but also a God of wrath and a God of judgment. He is just and a righteous God, and we must wake up to the truth and have a just balance in His holy word. Jesus said to me, we're going to go back to the belly of hell, for hell lies on her back in the center of the earth. Jesus gave me the exact measurements of hell. God wants you to be aware of the horrors of hell. As we walked on into hell again, ahead of us I could see much light. It was a dim yellow light. We came out of the left leg of hell onto a dirty ledge, and as far as I could see was much activities ahead of us. Jesus said, you're in the belly of hell. Jesus said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven and heal their lands and their bodies. There is a heaven and there is a hell. People, wake up, obey the gospel, and live unto righteousness. These things are faithful and true. Remember, only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter into heaven. The first activity we came in the belly of hell was on a small, dark hill in a corner. There seemed to be a circular area in the belly of hell. As I stood with Jesus and looked out over this vastness of hell, the Lord Jesus spoke unto me again and said, peace be still. I am going to reveal many things unto you, my daughter, to be told unto the world. We are in the belly of hell. He said, these things are happening now, my child, and will continue until death and hell are cast into the lake of fire. Much sorrow, much grief, and evil are ahead of us. Hearken, Jesus said unto me, what you're about to hear is true. Take heed, you ministers of the gospel, for these are true and faithful sayings. Awake, evangelists, preachers, and teachers of my word, all of you that are called of the Lord to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus spoke with such sternness. Jesus was firm and full of authority when he said these words unto me. And I looked, and this is what I saw. I saw small, dark-clothed figures marching around an object in this part of hell. We walked closer, and I said to the Lord Jesus Christ, what is this? My friends, I could feel fear like I had never felt before. I wondered, oh, my Lord Jesus, what is this? After Jesus had spoken with such authority and seeing the dark figures marching around an object, I wondered within myself, my Lord Jesus, what could this be? Jesus knew my thoughts, and he said, child, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches. He said, there is a soul inside that object. Come, and I will show you. We seemed to be in the air above this object, and as I looked, my friends, it was in the shape of a coffin. And this may sound horrible to you and unbelievable, but this is true. This is what I saw. I saw small, dark figures marching around a type of coffin, and it seemed as if the top had rolled back, and there inside was the same type of skeleton form I had seen all through hell. And my brothers and sisters, these demon spirits was tormenting this soul within this coffin. It was the soul of a man, and the screams and the cries of this soul echoed through hell. No hope, no love. This soul had lost all feeling of ever being helped. There was such a cry of hopelessness coming from the soul. I heard a cry of despair and sorrow fill the air as he screamed for mercy and for help. This soul had abandoned all hope. Oh, my Lord Jesus, can you not let him out? So pitiful was the cries of this soul. Jesus said, peace be still, my child. The man saw the Lord, and he began to cry out to the Lord Jesus for mercy. He said, my Lord, let me out, let me out. Have mercy on my soul. I have been here for such a long time. Jesus said unto me, this soul, my child, was a preacher of my word. He used to serve me with all his heart, and he led many unto salvation. Some are still serving me today. With sadness, Jesus spoke these words. My word means what it says. Be ye holy, for I am holy. My word says, keep my commandments and love the brethren. The lust of the flesh, my daughter, the deceitfulness of riches led him astray. He let Satan rule him in the end instead of my spirit. My daughter, he had a wonderful big church, a fine car, a very large income. He began to steal from the church offerings and began to teach lies, and he knew better. Oh, my Lord, I felt such sorrow and compassion for this soul, for I could hear the cries of this man so pitifully as Jesus spoke. My child, Jesus said he spoke part lies and part truth. He would not let me correct him. I sent many to him to tell him to repent and preach the truth again, but he would not. He knew the true gospel of Jesus Christ, but he loved the pleasures of this life more than the life of God and the praises of man. He knew not to teach or preach any other doctrine except the truth. He caused many to stumble and fall in the end. He once knew holiness. He knew not to sin. He said the Holy Ghost was a lie in the end. He said you could be a drunkard and get to heaven even if you did not repent. Much sin entered into him, my child, and he would not repent. He said God would not send you to hell. God was too good for that. He caused many to fall from the word of the Lord. He said he did not need me, for he was as God. He also said he wanted to open seminars for this kind of teaching. My holy word was trampled under his feet. Yet I loved him still. My child, remember, this soul knew my ways, my power. My anointing and my love was upon him. But he chose the world instead of me. It is better to have never known me than to know me and turn back from the Lord. If only he had listened to me. If only he had cared about his soul and others. He did not listen to me, and when I called, he would not hear. He had eyes to see and ears to hear, but he would not hear and he would not see. He loved the easy life. He listened to the voice of Satan instead of me. One day he was killed and came here. Satan torments souls more that have preached my word. This is his torment, my child. In horror, I watched the demons march around this coffin. Oh, my people, he seemed to have a real heart, and blood was running from it, and it was up on his hands. Jesus said, the blood of many are up on his hands. Jesus said he knew the truth, yet he would not obey the truth. Too late, too late. With sorrow of heart, we walked away, hearing the cries of this soul echo through hell. Oh, Lord, how awful I cried. I felt so very sick inside. Satan is the deceiver of many. What you're about to see will help many to resist the devil. What I am telling you on these tapes will help many of you to understand the works of Satan. Oh, my Lord, how awful to be lost in hell forever.